Josh Lawson has a manufacturing job. His friend Christopher Franklin works for a bank. Both are in their early 20s and both are African American. It was in mid-February that Como TV ran a story about the arrest of the two men as alleged suspects in an assault.
The unknown male beat up the caller's co-worker.
They were eventually released and charges were never filed. What made it a story is that on the Seattle Police dashboard camera video, which was obtained through a public records request, the police officer can be heard saying he might just make up charges. Within a week of the video going public, Lawson and Franklin were driving through Seattle when they noticed a line of police cars behind them, emergency lights flashing. They pulled over and were immediately surrounded. Josh was driving.
It was frightening to know that force with all those guns were around me. I had butterflies that lasted longer than it should last in any man.
Appearing next to Lawson at a press conference, the NAACP's James Bible says the young men and their companions were questioned at gunpoint, their car was searched, and then they were released.
No ticket, no infraction, no charge, just harassment and just humiliation.
Was it, Bible asked, just a case of remarkable coincidence or some sort of retaliation? The attorneys representing Lawson and Franklin are seeking dash cam videos of the latest incident. The city says it needs more time to respond. The Seattle Police Department has been under increased scrutiny since the Department of Justice determined police misconduct was widespread in the city. The mayor has proposed a series of police reforms. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.